Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What happens when a playful baby goat, a mischievous German shepherd, and a backyard full of children come together? In this delightful episode of This Week in America, we welcome children's author Margaret Cardenas, creator of the beloved Willy book series. Inspired by her real-life pets and a lifetime spent working with children, Margaret shares the story behind Willy and Bo at the Party, a heartwarming collection of adventures that celebrates friendship, family, imagination, and the joy of outdoor play. From birthday party antics to laugh-out-loud laundry day mishaps, Willy and Bo remind young readers that some of life's greatest adventures happen right in their own backyard. Margaret also discusses her remarkable journey as an educator, homeschool teacher for four of her seven grandchildren, and a schoolhouse she built on a property. Volunteer firefighter EMT, she continues to inspire children through her storytelling. If you're looking for wholesome family entertainment, children's books that encourage curiosity and kindness, or stories that celebrate the simple joys of childhood, well, this conversation is for you. And the author of the Willy series, Margaret Cardenas, our guest on This Week in America. Margaret, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here.
You're welcome. I love what you've done with the series. A book in particular we're talking about today is Willy and Bo at the Party. On our video, you'll see all of the books. I'll give you Margaret's website here in a few minutes. You'll be able to go there, order the books, find out about the books as well. Willy and Bo were real pets, as I mentioned, and these stories began as something you wrote for your grandchildren. What was the moment when you realized these adventures might resonate with children far beyond our own family? When did you decide there really was a big market for this?
I was working in the public schools, and my grandchildren were really enjoying the books, so I decided to take them to work with me. I read them to my class. Other classes wanted to hear about my animals, too, so then I decided, you know, I better have these published because they're being passed around to everybody. But that's how Willy and Bo, the series, came about.
It's six books, and I'll give you all of that information. You can go to Margaret's website and get information about the books and order them there as well as wherever books are sold. Margaret Cardenas, that's Cardenas, her website, margaretcardenas.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk specifically about this book, Willy and Bo at the Party, and let's set it up by talking about Willy and Bo. Describe these animals. They're really fun to read about, fun to follow in the books. Tell me about Willy and Bo.
Willy was a little goat that was brought to me by my sister for a birthday present because I was always outside working in the yard alone. My husband was doing his thing in the yard that I was usually working alone. And Willy wanted to do things that I wasn't able to do. I wasn't going to run around frisking with him whenever I was trying to work in the garden. So my sister brought the goat, and then my husband brought in a little puppy, Bo, and the two became best friends. Now, this is kind of unusual because goats and dogs don't usually get along real well. But because they were both babies, they just kind of took to each other. And even as they grew up, they stayed friends.
It's an amazing story.
That's how Willy and Bo came to me.
Well, that's togetherness. That's another theme that you developed during the course of your books with Willy and Bo, the book series available wherever books are sold. The world of Willy and Bo is full of outdoor adventures, family gatherings, imagination. Do you think today's children are missing some of these simple experiences? And that is that part of why you wanted to write this story, to get children excited about being outdoors and enjoying nature?
Well, yes, that. And my grandchildren in Texas didn't see us all the time, so I wanted them to experience what we were doing. I wanted them to enjoy Willy and Bo like we were. So by watching what the animals did, I was able to put together the stories. You know, the animals are just really funny. They do all kinds of really amazing things. And you'll find a lot of it in the books that I write about going for a ride in the back of a pickup, or being unhappy that I didn't bring them treats from the store. But Willie and Bo at the party is where we had a party for Pa, my husband. And after the party, we all went around to the side of the house so that he could open his presents. And then Willie and Bo came back to where we had been eating, where the party began, and they decided to make their own party. They were eating right off of the table, Willie on the table, and Bo just standing there. And they just do really funny things.
Well, they really do.
And anyhow, I thought they were funny.
Well, they are funny, and everybody thinks they're funny. The children enjoy it. They laugh. Again, as I said, it's sort of a laugh-out-loud moment. You have many of those in the series. And parents enjoy this as well. You can't help but smile and feel better when you see Willie and Bo and all the antics that they are up to. The books are filled with action and adventure. Talk about that aspect of it, because these are not dull books, are they? These are books that will give you some lessons in life, but do it very subtly in an entertaining way. They are all over the place. These books are action-packed.
Yes, these books are full of action. You know, I'm still writing books. There's a time that Willie was playing in the yard with my granddaughter, and then she couldn't find him. So she came in the house asking me to help her find him. We went outside and we searched around in the yard, because I have 2.5 acres. So it isn't like just walking out in the city backyard
yes.
where it's like a little postage stamp. And I finally located him by following his calling for me. He calls me Ma, and that's where Ma came from, the story. But he had fallen in a deep hole and he could not get out. I could see his eyes peeking out of the hole, and I did take a picture of it because it was really funny. But that's one of the things that they've done. They've gone for walks around the neighborhood without anybody being with them, and the neighbors were all used to them, so nobody really got upset or anything. We all watch out for each other's animals. Of just going over to a neighbor's house. They got up in the back of the truck, and Bo was more adventurous. He finally climbed up onto the cab of the truck while my husband's driving down the dirt road, and people are pointing out, hey, you have a dog on top of your truck. So they would just do really odd things. And we always enjoyed them. Not so much when they would jump, when Willie would jump on top of the T-bird. But
other than that, you enjoyed the time. And everybody's enjoying now in all of the books, this book in particular, Willie and Bo at the Party that we're talking about. But all of the books are available. The Willie series you'll find, of course, at Amazon, wherever books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, eBay, Walmart, all of the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you can order them at Margaret's website, margaretcardenas.com. Also in this book, there's sort of two exciting things going on in this particular book, the Pa's birthday party that you talked about, laundry day as well. And I love that, how you're approaching with chores, and the fact that chores don't have to really be a chore. You can sort of make them enjoyable, can't you?
Oh, yes, yes. You can make anything be fun, you know. Got to be done, so why make it a drudge?
Yes.
Just go ahead and enjoy it. Make a little bit of fun out of it. But Willie and Bo were playing in the yard, and it was Lucy and Hattie were here that day. They came in after working in the yard a little bit to have some cookies and milk. And then one of the girls looked out the window and said, oh, there's a ghost out there. Willie had become entangled in the sheets that were hanging on the line, and he was running through the yard. So we went out and chased him down. But the girls just have a lot of fun doing things because they know that the animals are going to be there distracting them from what work is really about. It's going to be fun because they have the animals with them.
This book, Willie and Bo at the Party, is one of 6 in the Willie series. It sounds like you're still working on more. What ideas are you working on now?
Okay, there's Let's see, that there was the one I'm working on right now is about Willie falling in the hole. And there was another one where the kids came over to ride the bicycles, and the goat and the dog were racing in and out to keep up with the kids, and they were getting more in the way than anything else. And they ended up at the house. All of them had gone around the pond and come back to the house a couple of times, and they were resting under the tree. Then, I left all of the books in by the computer, but they were just having a wonderful time. What else? I know that they were involved with goats, with horses at one time, the horses that ride down the road behind our property. Just riding around the track whenever I would come home from work or from grocery shopping, they would always expect a treat. And one time I had forgotten to bring home a treat for the animals, so the next time that I was going to go to the store, I was ready to go, but I had forgotten my purse. So I went back in the house, leaving the car door open. I came back out, and both of the animals were in the car waiting for me. I shooed them out because I didn't always take them to town. Now, Willie's, both of them have been to town with me. You know, you go into a hardware store and you can take your dogs. Why can't you take your other pets? So I do.
Yes. Now, keep in mind, Willie's a goat, so it's a little bit different. I bet people enjoyed seeing you and your goat in the store.
Yes. I've had people say, well, that's a funny dog. But he's not a dog. He was a goat, and he was a very sweet goat. So I put him on a leash and walk him around. We had gone over to a neighbor's house to help, we went over to watch them move the llamas around. They were going to be moving to a new home, and the new owner had a lot of difficulty catching the llamas, so we got Willie to go in. He played with the llamas. I put food in the trailer that they were going to be moved into, and they finally followed Willie into the trailer, and we were able to shut the trailer, get Willie out. He was small, so I could pick him up and put him over the gate. And just a lot of different things that the animals have done. You know, he was being very helpful that day. Whenever we first got Bo and Willie were both very small. And then one time, the neighbors had asked if Willie could go over and help eat the weeds, keep the weeds down. So Willie went over and worked for about a month. When he came back, Bo had grown bigger. So Willie had trouble recognizing him. But Bo didn't give up. He knew it was his best friend, and he kept trying. Finally, I guess it was about a week or so later, Willie realized, oh, this is Bo. He just got bigger. And they would always be together.
Yeah, it's such a remarkable story, and you don't run out of stories, obviously, with their lives and what they went through and the joy that they brought you and your husband and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and neighbor kids and the people at the hardware store as well. A great stories that you have that you could reflect in your books. Six are available now, and Margaret has more coming out. You can find out about those by going to our website, margaretcardenas.com, and a link for the current books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Your books celebrate kindness, curiosity, friendship, and family. If a child closes Willie and Bo at the party and remember just one lesson from the book, what do you hope it is? What do you hope the main lesson is that a young person or an adult who's reading it to them will take away from reading this book?
I want all people, adults as well as children, to realize that you can be friends with animals, that animals can be friends with different types of animals. Don't be afraid of animals. Get in the yard, get out in the yard and play. Enjoy yourself. I just think that everybody should get out and enjoy the sunshine and have fun outside instead of sitting in front of the television or on your laptops or your phone. Go out and enjoy something. Ride a bike. Play with animals. Do something outside.
You talk a lot about enjoying where you are, enjoying the moment. It's the simple moments in life that can bring us the most pleasure, isn't it? We sometimes think it has to be a big trip somewhere, or it has to be an elaborate production before we enjoy ourselves. We can enjoy ourselves every day. You've just gone through a whole number of scenarios with you and the animals that brought a smile to your face and made your day a lot better. It doesn't have to be a major event, does it?
No, it doesn't. You get up in the morning and you don't go, am I going to be angry today or am I going to be happy? You just get up and be happy. And so you need to make that choice every day to enjoy yourself. Am I going to sit in the corner and pout, or am I going to find something to enjoy myself? Do something. It doesn't have to be something elaborate.
And you have many examples in the books, the children's books, but adults read these and they can take some lessons away as well. I mentioned in the beginning the schoolhouse, the homeschooling that you're doing. Let's talk about that. I really love what you're doing with that. You're an educator. You're doing the homeschooling now. Talk about this, because you, basically in the back of your mind is the fact that learning is more than sitting at a desk, isn't it? You have so many experiences for your grandchildren that are in the homeschool. Talk about that and how you go about teaching these young people.
Well, I have four of my grandchildren in my homeschool every day. During the summer, I may have anywhere between five and eight children. The other day, I had eight. But I think that you should be taught all of the basics, as well as learn what's going on out in the world. And the kids that I had, four of them, didn't have any education before they came to me. And now I've got them up into their grade levels. They just completed first, third, fifth, and seventh. So they're all going up one grade. And I can teach them, but I don't do the state testing. They have to go in for that. So it was really pleasing for me for the oldest girl to come in with all A's. And all of the other kids had E's. All the other ones had E's, which was excellent because they aren't given the ABC grade yet. So I think that I'm doing pretty good with the kids. I know that they're very smart. And then another granddaughter will come in during the summer. She lives here in the house with me, but she goes into a private school during the school year. Her mother works for the county, so she goes to the school right below where her mother works. And all of the kids are just doing really well. I make them read out loud. I make them recite their times tables. They're learning cursive. They are all doing all of their maths and everything that they're supposed to be doing. I take them for trips. I take them for trips. When they turn 10, it's more of an educational trip. Well, maybe it's half and half, educational as well as pleasure. We've gone whitewater rafting in the Grand Canyon. I've gone 2 years in a row now, taking a total of three grandchildren and a daughter. But they learn about the different rock formations, and we learn a lot of things along the way. But I've taken them to Hawaii. I've taken three of them to Hawaii two years running. They have visited the Arizona, the ship that was sunk during World War II. They've been to Charles Lindbergh's grave. They've gone to the top of mountains to watch the sunrise. We have kind Diamond Head. We try to do educational. Diamond Head has the bunkers from the wars, so they see the different things that are happening or have happening. They've been to the Punch Bowl Cemetery. I don't know. We just try to include a lot of educational things as well as pleasure.
Well, it's certainly a well-rounded education they are getting. You talk about going to Hawaii. Margaret, you live, in the mountains outside of San Diego, right? And you live there, obviously, on a large farm with a lot of animals. Talk about that atmosphere in growing up, the fact that you can walk outdoors, smell the fresh air, and enjoy nature. How important was that, is that in your life now and for the grandchildren?
I think it's very important. They have room to play. They can invite their friends over. They've had friends over this past week in the swimming pool, the trampoline. They were out playing softball yesterday and basketball. But, you know, with the acreage that I have, they're not cooped up in a little tiny backyard or having to play in the middle of a street. So, and we live in a small community, so almost everybody knows everybody. If we don't know you, we know what you're doing anyway.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of a small town. Nobody pulls anything over on anybody else. Everybody knows what's going on. We're talking with Margaret Cardenas on the program today, the author of the Willie books, the one in particular, Willie and Beau at the Party, but all six are available now, and you can order, go online at, of course, Amazon, any one of the places, and you can also go to our website, margaretcardenas.com. A few minutes left in the program. You spent a lifetime working with children, educator, daycare provider, homeschool teacher, grandmother. What do children teach us about storytelling that sometimes adults often forget? There is a power in storytelling, isn't there?
Yes, there is. It doesn't have to be an elaborate, long story. I keep them short because the children that I worked with in the schools were special ed students, and they didn't have a large attention span. At that time, my first grandchildren were small, so their attention span was also short. They're in college now. But if you keep it short, it keeps their attention. It doesn't have to be something really fancy. Just tell about the everyday life and put a little humor into it. They'll enjoy it.
Well, and that's
probably more than they do the big books.
Well, that's exactly true. There's just this cuteness, this when you look at that, you can't help but smile. The illustrations are beautiful. Reviews have talked about your simple prose, and that's a real compliment because you mentioned sometimes people have a tendency, especially in children writing, to sort of overwrite, to get lost in the words. You get us right there, and with the pictures and the way you tell, the simple words are well chosen. That's really an effective writing style, isn't it? You can be very simple and be very effective at the same time.
I think it is. You know, the children also were learning to read from the books, so that helps that there isn't a lot of hard words for them to understand, or they are able to begin reading and starting with the first book, which was Willie and Beau. But all of the books, I've tried to make them simple so that the little children would be able to understand instead of putting in, oh, there were some words that my grandson was reading the other day and he couldn't comprehend them. So I'd have to stop, show him how to pronounce it, explain what it meant. And that takes away from the story. So I was just trying to make it so they would enjoy.
Well, and these are all enjoyable books, and parents are enjoying them as well, being able to read them to the young children, have the young children read them to the parent, and lessons in there, themes in there that are valuable for all of us about setting aside time and the value of friendships and togetherness, camaraderie, getting outdoors, enjoying life's simple moments. All those themes are addressed in the Willie series, and they have a big impact on all of us. The books make excellent gifts. That was one suggested. Buys them for baby showers. And I thought, well, that's a great idea. This is a great addition to the library. The nice thing is the Willie stories, you've got a bunch of them and more are coming. So it's a series that you can build on for the home library. I was reading through the adventure and you've taken the kids and you do all of this. You enjoy skydiving with your daughter. Tell me about that.
Well, you just get in the plane and you jump out of the plane. And
yeah, I just get in a plane and jump out of a plane. Yeah, okay. Very simple.
Yes, I've gone skydiving with my daughter. And But I think that was a one-time thing. You know, I will try anything once. I've been hot air ballooning. It was my birthday, and it's my birthday, so I'm going to throw my party the way I want. And we all went hot air ballooning. But just do the different things that some of the kids may not experience if somebody didn't guide them. I don't know. We just try to do a little bit of everything.
Well, it's interesting, and it's really impressive what you're doing with the book series, with the homeschooling and the way these children are learning, as well as getting out and enjoying the outdoors, the way things used to be. And I really appreciate you taking time to be with us on the program today. Margaret, it's been a pleasure. We look forward to more books, and we can follow you by going to your website, margaretcardenas.com, C-A-R-D-E-N-A-S, a link on our website. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It has been a pleasure. Margaret Cardenas. The books are available wherever books are sold. The Willie series, this book we talked about, Willie and Bo at the Party. Our website, margaretcardenas.com. I'd also like to thank Olympus Storyhouse for arranging our conversation today. Unleashing the power of your stories to achieve the recognition they deserve. OlympusStoryhouse.com. Listen to This Week in America, all of our programs on 28 podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, Audible, Google, and many more. Available on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and others. And don't forget, while you're there, to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.